أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that a mu'min, it should be by nature, he should spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One of the great benefits of spending also, Allah Ta'ala says, by that Allah purifies a person. A person's tazkiyah takes place also. All his bad habits go out of him, and all good qualities come within that person. However, the spending, as Allah explained in the previous ayat, must be done in the correct way. Just like the seed of a corn, a millet seed that is planted must be a good seed, not a rotten seed. So what we spend also must be halal and tayyiba. It shouldn't be got from haram sources, etc. It should be pure wealth that we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then that we spend it in good causes. We might be thinking, I'm spending, for example, we are spending on the haram education of our children, where they are getting mixed up with illicit love affairs. Pregnancies which take place, abortions, and we think we are spending on our children, but we are spending it in haram. If we are spending it on our family, but we are spending it on Western fashion clothing, all immoral type of clothing, we are spending it on holidays which are haram for us, all the wrong things, then that is not going to help us. So we should spend, and spend in the right way, in the right causes. And after spending it, we should not destroy it also by reminding that person, I did this for you, I did that for you, or speaking around to people, I helped out so and so. Then that is beneficial, and it will be for us for the akhirah. Allah spells that out now in this ayat further. الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. جو لوگ خرچ کرتے ہیں اپنے مال اللہ کے راہ میں. These are those people who spend their money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That is, their halal money they spend in the halal causes, in the right way they spend. And then, ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَا. پھر خرچ کرنے کے بعد نہ احسان رکھتے ہیں اور نہ ستاتے ہیں. And after spending it, they don't do ihsan jatana. That is, remind that person, I helped you out, I did this for you, or taking an unfair advantage of that person. Just because we helped him out, now we expect all types of favors from that person. We expect him to go out of his way for us, that he must become like a slave to us. No, we spend for the pleasure of Allah, not to employ his services, not to gain that he must now sit and praise us all the time. That is not for what we spend. So we should not spoil it with that. وَلَا أَذَى. And neither should we speak about it to other people also. That I helped so and so, I did this for this person, I did that for that person. In that way we'll be destroying our good deeds. And spending in the path of Allah, which normally for a human being is difficult. A person loves his wealth and he doesn't like to spend his wealth and give it away to others. He wastes it on himself, but he finds it very hard to spend on other needy people and needy causes. He finds it hard. But to squander that money for himself on useless things and things which are harmful to him, he will spend on that happily. But what will help other people, that he finds it very hard. And but if he takes up the courage and he spends, but now he spoils it by ihsan jatana, by telling that person, by giving that person takleef and hurting that person. So those who don't do that, who don't follow it with ihsan jatana, reminding the person, not with takleef for that person, for such people Allah says, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. ان کے لئے ہے ثواب ان کا اپنے رب کے یہاں. For these people is that great reward. that one seed of the corn you planted and you get 700 in return. And 700 is not the limit also. Wallahu yudha'ifu limay yasha. According to our sincerity, the quality of our action, the cause that we are spending, Allah will give much more than 700. Allah's rahmat and His rewards are not limited that Allah can only give 700. Allah will give much more. But we must correct ourselves in every way. And not only that, the reward will be so great, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ اور نہ در ہے ان پر اور نہ غمگین ہوں گے. And these people will have no fear upon them, and they will not be sorrowful, and they will not grieve over anything. By the barakat of sadaqah also, Allah will make a person's heart's condition. Allah will remove fear from that person. For example, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, which of the two days must I fear, must I run away from? From mort, the day when my mort is not written, I don't have to fear for that day. My mort is not written in that day. Or must I fear for the day in which my mort is written? My trying to fly from mort and trying to save myself from mort and having fear is not going to stop mort coming. What is written will come. And the day our mort is written, mort is going to come to us. So the person who spends, Allah will bless him with this great quality that he won't even fear mort. The day is going to come, it's going to come. And he has prepared for it, he will look forward to it. Like a person, if the police have to come pick him up and put him behind the police van and take him away, how bad isn't that? And a person is come to be picked up by his friend in a luxurious car. And he's going on a wonderful journey. He looks forward to that journey. So those who spend in the path of Allah, Allah will make the journey of maut also like that. That Malakul Maut will come and saying, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. O soul that is completely at ease and rest, irjili ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. All of us have to return, but you return in such a way that radiya, you are happy. You have made Allah happy. Allah is happy with you. And fadkhuli fi ribadi wadkhuli jannati. First enter with all my friends, befriend them, stay amongst my friends, and then enter into my jannah also. So a person who spends in the path of Allah, great, great virtues for that person. In every way there is goodness. From all this we understand that a mu'min must be such that on not every day, almost every instant, his hand must be in his pocket to give somebody something. And his eyes must not be on somebody else's pocket, that is he giving me something? Is he taking out something from his pocket to give me? But a mu'min, his hands must be in his pocket wherever he gets a chance to give to somebody, whatever it is, a small bottle of attar, one miswak, one khajur, 50 cents, one rand, whatever it is, but a mu'min by nature must be that he's giving all the time. Whether it's small children, whether it's big people, whether he's spending on families, whatever form a mu'min should be by nature, that he's spending all the time and with all the conditions, that is no ihsan jatana. Not that I've done a favor, but he has this fear, I don't know if it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. And also not giving takleef to anyone, speaking about it to other people, not at all like that, in a humble way, so much that he gives with his right hand, which his left hand does not know. Nobody knows also what he's giving, but he's just giving all the time. May Allah bring this quality also alive in us, in the Muslims, of quality of spending. This is also a great quality and will take people far and wide. And we see that in those cases where Muslims did this, for example, when the riots came in Natal and the floods came and the Muslims went out of their way and they helped Muslim and non-Muslim. Whoever came, they helped them. The people were amazed. They turned away from their churches. That the churches couldn't help them, the Muslims came and helped them. in Pakistan, with the floods that came there, all the people who used to say, they said themselves, we who used to say that we don't know from where the Maulvis will eat. Maulvis, what are they earning? How are they going to feed themselves? How are they going to feed their families? But the same, and it was only the Maulvis who fed the nation. Nobody else went out to the people who were in difficult conditions, no food, no shelter. It was only the Maulvis, the students of the madrasas, who went and they helped the people. So that must be a quality of the believer which is there. It must be enhanced even further. More and more it must come in us. May Allah give us all those. Subhanallah.